This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perrault. We're very pleased to have you along for the ride today. And today on In Focus, we are going to be welcoming Steve Curry, who is with the Westport Food Bank. Steve, are you there?
I'm here, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for being here today, Steve. First off, tell us a little bit about how things have gone at the Westport Food Bank over the past, say, year or so since we did this last time around.
Well, let me first congratulate Smith Falls on what sounds like a successful building out in the food this past weekend.
Yes, indeed. It certainly was. It was a great day, and we've had three great weekends so far, also in Perth and in Carlton Place and Lanark Highlands and Elmont as well. We want to keep it rolling with Westport.
We sure do. Thanks a lot. This past year, Bob, I can say, obviously, food bank usage is front and center in the news. It was sad to hear from Food Banks Canada that nearly 2 million people here in Canada visited food banks in March alone, and they experienced a 36% increase in food bank usage since 2022. So it's alarming, and Westport has felt that pinch as well this past year.
It's alarming, yes. Unexpected, maybe not, but it's not something that you can really prepare for, is it? Because you don't know what those numbers are going to mean for individual food banks such as yours, especially a smaller one like you would have in Westport.
You hit the nail on the head there, Bob. You know, the cost of living, price of food, obviously, but the cost of living in general, you add fuel to that, entertainment. It's really stretching people's budgets to their limits. Add on to that, we've had a 61% increase in usage in our little pantry from August of last year to this month of June. So we have families that are singles, we have seniors, we have low income earners, some of these people on social assistance, and I dare say that the increase in social assistance help has not matched the cost of living increase. So you combine an increase in demand, which we've seen 61%, and inflation of food for us to fill our shelves, and it's not a good combination.
Exactly, and we've heard people talking about the need for a living wage versus a minimum wage, the need for people to see increases in what they're making to a level where they can not only feed their families, but pay for housing. Everybody is familiar with all of the challenges that are going on right now surrounding affordable housing. What is it like to be on the ground floor when you're dealing with these people? It must be very difficult for some of these folks to make the decision to turn to the food bank.
Well, you know, that's the concern we have. How many people are out there that should be coming to see us twice a month? There's a stigma associated with coming to the food bank. Some people are too proud. Some people would rather take on a second job. That we don't know. We don't know how many are out there, but the people that we are helping, it is very gratifying every time they come into the food bank and we fill their shelves at home.
How are your shelves looking these days at the food bank itself, sir?
Fortunately, we've had a couple of events that we do throughout the year, and the Santa Claus parade just passed weekend collected food along the parade route, and we brought that into our shelves. We also have a cove here that has the Blues at the Cove series of entertainment concerts, for which they have graciously chopped off a part of the admission fee and are donating that directly to the food bank, and we're near over $2,000 just from those events, and there's another five or six events coming up. So all that said, the shelves are okay now, whether it's sustainable or not going into the new year, and beyond with everything else that's going on is suspect.
What does it mean to you to get that kind of response from the community? People just want to step up and help our local food banks because they know that they're helping their residents of the of their same community, their neighbors, their friends.
They are. We have a very generous community here in Westport, Newborough, and the surrounding area. If I could just name a few very quickly, Cadrinko's, the grocery owner stores, Neil and Martha continue to make a difference in with the food bank, providing discounted food, delivering food, and everything else they do. I've just mentioned the Cove. The Westport Pharmacy is providing personal hygiene products to us. Their schools, St. Edward's Elementary, Rito District, have put on food blitzes to bring over to our bank. The Westport Lions, the Westport Legions, the Westport Ritos, our local hockey club, run food and fun drives. And you know what? Seasonal cottagers now are getting on the bandwagon. As they close their cottages, they're bringing non-perishable foods to us that are still in their cupboards. So the community is very strong. We have that going for us in this little town we call Westport.
For sure. I love that idea of the seasonal, you know, the cottagers, and I'm sure people in trailers as well, and that sort of thing, dropping off their non-perishables at the end of the season. It makes a lot of sense.
Isn't that fantastic? You know, it is fantastic. I'll leave it at that, and we'll see how much we get, and hopefully that builds going through the years to come.
100%, absolutely. Now, when you look at the weekend, sir, you mentioned Cadrinko's, and we're going to be at Cadrinko's from 1 until 4. In Westport, as the RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food rolls into town, what types of things are you looking for this weekend? I know you folks can really stretch cash, can't you?
Cash always works, Bob. Thanks for mentioning that. And particularly because due to supply chain issues, there's some things that we used to easily get at Cadrinko's and other places that we can't find. So, you know, cash works for sure. We can stretch it and find these items that we can't get. But beyond cash, non-perishables, canned soups, vegetables, stews, the standard stuff. Pasta sauce is one of those items that's very difficult to find these days. Cartons of juice, even canned coffee. That's a staple for many people that we like to provide. And we, among our clients, have some bakers in the group. So, bags of sugar, bags of flour, items like that.
Yeah, I think that's really neat, too. I've spoken to other food banks and heard about people who like to get those ingredients so that they can make their own food, like the baking that you're talking about, and even loaves of bread and stuff like that. And they want to be able to do that, too. So that's incredible. The other thing, too, is that no donation is too small, whether it be 25 cents or a single can of food.
Absolutely not. We take everything from kiddies along this parade route. There was little kiddies handing me little items, suckers. Everybody wants to help here. We also have pre-made bags, Bob, that Cadrinko's have been putting together inside their store. Anybody can drop by and purchase one of those bags, and it will contain items that we're short on or that we could always use.
Excellent. Well, listen, Steve, I want to wish you the best of luck for this coming weekend. I know that we'll be in touch with either you or someone from the Westport on the day of, from the Westport Food Bank, that is, on the day of, to hear how things are going. So, again, best of luck, and thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you for the team that, RCL Automotive and Hinton and all of the sponsors of this week's event. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. The RCL Automotive Build a Mountain of Food rolls into Westport this week at Cadrinko's from 1 until 4. Also want to remind you that there'll be an Elgin as well from 9 until noon at Gordon Air Fresh Mart. Tomorrow, we're going to be speaking to someone from the Elgin Food Bank. We have been speaking with Steve Curry today from the Westport Food Bank on this edition of InFocus. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.